This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladeff. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladeff, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. Before we get started on some of the topics that we want to talk to you about, today's World Literacy Day. Anything that you can recommend that you're busy reading or have just read?
I've just finished reading two books, and one of them, her name will be known to listeners, and that is The Choice by Edith Eger.
It's the most wonderful book.
Most wonderful book, and I can tell you I've literally given away about between 30 and 40 copies in recent weeks and months to journalists and politicians just because of the amazing positive story which she tells, and I'm very aware that she spoke to the South African Jewish Board of Deputies just a few weeks ago. And I watched that, and so I've been a massive fan of hers for the last year or so, as I say, giving away the books. The other book I've just finished reading as well is Nikki Haley's autobiography. And Nikki Haley, as people would recall, was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And, it's an amazing story. And she is Sikh, grew up seeracism in action. In other words, her father wears a turban, seeing him.
Yeah,
excluded from the corner stores because of his color, because of his turban, etc. So she understands racism, condemns it vigorously. Interestingly, took positions which contradicted Trump, did not support him when he was running for president. She supported Rubio.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard it here first, I predict. She will be running for president in 2024 and possibly against Kamala Harris. So
that'll be well, it's funny. So I predict she'll be running, and you're probably right. It has moved, seems to have moved in that direction. But I was wondering if she was going to be running against Michelle Obama. But it'll be interesting to see.
Yes. So it's a great read, and strong and very strong advocate for Israel. So definitely worth reading. It's called, it's Nikki Haley's autobiography. It's fairly new, and it's called something like I Beg Your Pardon, or yeah, something like I Beg Your Pardon. But if listeners ask for Nikki Haley's book,
definitely interested in reading that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Equally as amazing is finally the Israeli courts have rejected Malka Leifer's appeal.
Well, yes, but I would put a little asterisk next to the word finally.
Ah, okay. so is it not final?
So it's not final, but it's getting there. So what has happened now is that the Supreme Court has rejected her appeal against a lower court's ruling that she is mentally fit, to be extradited to Australia. It was a panel of three judges unanimously rejected her appeal, saying that none of the arguments which her lawyers have presented support her claim to be mentally unfit to stand trial, mentally unfit to be extradited. Now, this is where the asterisk comes in. Two things. One is a final decision on the extradition will be handed down on September 21. And the head of the panel who rejected her claim just a few days ago rejected the claim that she enters into a psychotic state before each hearing. And he cited six psychiatrists saying that she does feign mental illness. Sure. And so now where we are now is two things. One is a final decision on extradition, as I say, to be handed down on September 21. However, if the Jerusalem District Court judge, her name is Hana Lomp, approves the extradition on September 21, the Justice Minister will then have to sign the extradition order. She can then appeal that extradition order and the decision on September 21. So she still has two cards to play if the decision on 21 goes against her.
Okay, so but let's just hope that this is now just a matter of time until she can be extradited back to Australia to face trial and to face her accusers, because this has gone on, as we keep saying, way too long.
And that's right. And she faces something like over 70 charges of child sexual abuse here in Australia, and she's been Israel for a decade and more, having rushed off to Israel when it became apparent that she was going to be arrested and charged. Obviously innocent until proven guilty, as, you know, as always.
Yeah. Another anti-Semitic speech inciting violence by the same extremists who gave us inflammatory speech some years ago. What, repeat offenders?
Well, very much so, yes. So the context, just to go back one step on this, is as we've spoken before about the Board of Deputies here, and certainly we led a campaign for a new law, and that campaign was successful, and this law was passed 2 years ago to make it a crime to incite violence on the basis of race, religion, gender, sexual identity. The trigger for that campaign was a speech by the leader of a group called Hizb ut-Tahrir, an Islamist group, and it was a horrendous speech inciting violence against Jews, calling for death to Jews, etc., etc. He wasn't caught up in the campaign because the campaign followed his speech, so he had given it prior. Now, 5-6 years later, the same individual actually has given another speech. The occasion for his speech was Trump recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So that was in 2017. But just a few weeks ago, the same individual uploaded that speech onto his onto YouTube. And it's a horrendous speech which talks about, and I'll give you a couple of quotes, "The very knife with which you cut Palestine will be turned against you and will cut your bodies and behead you."
Wow.
"The knife will sever your heads from your bodies, just like you severed East Jerusalem from West Jerusalem," and so it goes on. And one more quote, "To the entity of the Jews, do not rejoice, the day will come, will cry blood," and so, I mean, it's chilling
wow,
stuff.
Terrible.
And so this came to our attention, terrible stuff. So I wrote a letter as Board of Deputies to the Attorney General, asking him to consider prosecuting this gentleman under the same law which we brought in as a result of his speech all those years ago. And the Attorney General has now referred it to the police. The Counterterrorism Agency is looking at it. And so, and I also gave it to the media. And so yesterday it was on, and I was interviewed, television, radio, print media, etc., on this individual. So it has achieved traction. The Home Affairs Minister is going to be looking at it. So it's attracted the right attention, which we wanted to have, because it is just simply unconscionable to express such hatred, such bigotry, and inside violence, and to do so with impunity.
Absolutely.
So that is where we are.
Absolutely incredible. But it just shows you that once this type of fixation takes hold, there's nothing rational and no threat of consequence that actually seems to make much of a difference.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. And, you know, because there was a lot of, when I led that campaign for that law to be changed, I must have done about at least 50 media interviews on this issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, here he is, the same kind of speech years later, threatening violence, threatening to sever your head from your bodies, you know, and mind-boggling stuff. And just, and as you say, there's no
nothing
rhyme or
rational.
Reason.
Mm.
Nothing rational to such hatred, to such bigotry.
Absolutely terrible.
So this issue obviously has a way to play out, and obviously I will keep you informed.
Absolutely, Vic Aladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. That's where we leave it.